Thank you, Brother Peter, Brother Richard. Well, it's nice to see all of you once again. No matter how many, it's always a blessing to gather together. Well, our welcome is to the elect of God. Our welcome is to the lovers of truth. All those who have the precious faith through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And welcome at this special time, the memorial season. We have greatly desired to see the Lord's people, to serve you in our own humble way, and to provide a suitable setting for you to serve and encourage one another. Consider with me some of the Apostle Paul's welcomes to the Lord's people. Romans 1:7. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be the saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 1, 3-5. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge. Philippians 1, 2-6. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 1, 1-4. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God. So why do we gather together in this manner? We gather because we are members of the one body of Christ. It may not at times seem like that, but we are here to help one another, and sometimes that takes a little bit of roughing and polishing. Well, we must always remember it's the one body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6 and 11 to 16. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and you all. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body until the edifying of itself in love. We gather here the truth in the love of it. It is our lifeline, quite literally. It is our drink. It is our food. We gather to speak the truth in love of our God, our Lord, the truth, our brethren. We gather to gain from and share in the experiences of others. How valuable are these? 1 Corinthians 12:26. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. In this memorial season, we have special opportunities to help and encourage one another, to share burdens and experiences. And as we're longer in this way, we see how often a memorial season, how special experiences come to ourselves and to those we love. We gather because of our desire to serve others. 1 John 3:16 to 19. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and see his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. We gather together to give voice to the Lord's goodness in our lives. We all have things to share that are of value to each other. As we gather together, we desire to be examples. 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. We gather to see and appreciate the examples of our brethren. Hebrews 10:24-25. And let us consider one another. Consider. That's a deep thing. To provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much the more as ye see the day approaching. What is our individual responsibility? Let our conversation be holy. Philippians 1:27 and 1 Peter 1:15-16. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. High standard. That whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. So, let us stay our minds on the Lord. Let us speak the truth in love, agape love. Let us remember that this is a holy gathering. Our returned Lord is here with us. Remember that ye are God's, that is, mighty ones. It doesn't seem at all like that to us, but the scriptures declare it. Psalm 82:6-8. I have said, ye are God's, that is, mighty ones, and all of you are children of the Most High. What a privilege. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. We request that the decorum of this convention be honored to the best of our abilities. Be in our seats on time. Parents, keep your children in good order. And turn off your cell phones. That's a second mention now. In closing, we desire to grow in love towards our brethren. That's a, at least for me, that's a been a lifelong experience learning to do that. There's always some new element of that that is brought to my attention through experience. Please feel free to call upon all of our ecclesia for assistance. Our prayer for you is best expressed in Philippians 1:9-11. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. May the Lord add his blessing and welcome.